Well, good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all, and welcome to Mike and Tracy for their first visit to the Willows. Great to have you with us. And good morning to everyone online. We're quite a few down this morning, but thank you for the other numbers then. So we'll be thinking about all of them, and no doubt we'll be praying for them later. Message this morning is look ahead and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We come to this new year, and we're going to start this morning with, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, but I will just pray before we start. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this new year you brought us into, a new year to spend more time with you, surrender our lives to you. And we just thank you for the freedom we have in this place, in this country still, to worship you with us. And Lord, we want to thank you for the Willows of allowing us to be here, that we might come and worship you in spirit and in truth. And thank you, Jesus, for finding you every day. Every day, new people are coming to you, Lord Jesus, as you raise up your body. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord my God, when I walk and wonder.
On the cross. So straight on to the next song, which is All Heaven Declares the Glory of the Risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord?
We now come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, you created a perfect world, but things changed. Disruption and unrest. There have been wars, there have been disruption. There have been between leaders and continents where there have been distrust and where the leaders of nations have not been able to agree. And we know that it was your desire that there would be peace throughout the world. We earnestly come to you, Lord, to pray for peace leaving no stone unturned. May we speak and may we strive to work for peace. How wonderful it would be if we all learnt to reveal and live by your peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. Dear Lord, may we see an end to behavior which prevents your will being obeyed, and for peace to reign eternally. And we thank you, Lord, for those people that are unable to join us today. We think of John and we pray for him and ask that you would be all that he needs at this particular time. We pray for Helen, Lord. Life is very different for Helen, and we pray that you would be with her and with the family. We pray for Jean and Stuart. We thank you that Stuart is now back from hospital, but we ask you to be with both of them and to help them through their health problems. We pray for Sarah, who has now come down with a very bad cold and health problems. We pray for Sarah Jane and ask that you would be with her. And we also pray, Lord, for those who are online. You know, Lord, that there are many who are joining with us online, and ask, Lord, that they may be blessed too. And we pray for Deborah, who's not here today, and ask you'd be with her. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with each one of us. We thank you that we know you. We thank you that you love us, each one. We thank you because you care for us. And Lord, we ask that what we do in our lives might please you. Help us, Lord, in our own witness to show love to all people. May we cultivate true Christian love in all that we do, following your example. May we adopt a caring and courteous attitude, being humble and loving at all times. And as we come to this new year, Lord, we ask that you would help us, that we might truly, truly worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we want this to be a year where we can please you in all that we do. And Lord, as we reach out to people online, we ask, Lord, that you would help them as they join us every Sunday morning. We thank you for them. And we pray, Lord, that they may also know your love and your peace. So, Lord, be with us. Bless us all and help us, Lord, that we might truly please you in all that we do, in all that we say, and indeed all that we think. So, Lord, hear our prayer, which we ask in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
So this Sunday is when traditionally we think about the three wise men, in some churches known as Epiphany. And so we're going to have a couple of songs which look at the three wise men who I really thought about more than usual this Christmas, and thought of their diligence and their sacrifice in making that journey to the star. They had known somehow about a newborn king, but of course had no idea who that was going to be. So we're going to sing We Three Kings, and then we're going to have a reading and sing another song called Bright Star.
Right, so now we come to our reading for today. Can I say that as there are quite a few of our folk not with us today, Graham is going to bring the reading to us, share it, and it's only known he's going to do it at the last minute because.
But anyway, this morning's reading is Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do not perceive it. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honour me, the jackal and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
Amen.
Thank you.
So the next song is a new song to me, not to Richard. It's a seeker's song. And you might want to just follow the words as we're singing it. But we think, you know, the chorus will probably, the turn your eyes to the starry skies will probably be easy to join in with once you've heard it once. but it's just a beautiful song of focusing on the star over Jesus.
Long ago, so far away, three travelers their gifts did bring. To the lowly birthing place of the child who would be king. As they journeyed through the night, a lone bright star appeared to them, guiding them along their way. The lone bright star of Bethlehem, turn your eyes to the starry skies. You can see it from above. Shine your light on this night of nights, and we will follow you as you lead us to the newborn King, bright star. Jesus in his manger lay, his mother Mary holding him, stable filled with the light of love. The long bright star shone over them, and all around the world tonight, as we gather to rejoice in him, your light of faith and hope and bright. Your own bright star that shines within, turn your eyes to the starry skies. You can see it from above. Shine your light on this night of us to the newborn King, bright star. Turn your eyes to the starry skies. You can see it from afar. Shine your light.
done. I said, can we do that? Good.
Right, we come to the the message for today. But first, I want to remind you of our motto for 2026, which is go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And that's the challenge for us for the new year and throughout the year. But today, the message on the first Sunday in the new year is look ahead and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You heard the reading. First, I give you a part of it. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The journey of the children of Israel from Egypt to Jordan began with great joy and worship. Many miracles and the tangible presence of God was there. However, instead of reaching the promised land in about a year, as they should have done, the Israelites took 40 years, by which time many of the original group had died. So what went wrong, and what can we learn as we enter a new year for ourselves? Well, the first one I want to share with you is don't cling to the past. Don't cling to the past. Under trial, the Israelites began to think they would have been better if they'd stayed in Egypt. Some Christians are always looking back to the good old days. But God has something new for us, and we must follow the Spirit's leading today and in the future. So, don't cling to the past. Secondly, don't grumble about the present. As God tested the Israelites, they responded with grumbling and complaints against God and their leaders. Criticism, gossip, resentment, grumbling, bitterness, these things quench the Holy Spirit and can keep us in the spiritual desert for many years. So when the pressure is on, often we look for someone on whom we can offload our frustration and anger. This scapegoat may be someone we have never truly forgiven for something that they did, or for some past hurt. But, my friends, God forgives and forgets, and we must do the same. If we want to experience God's blessing, yes, be full of faith for the future. God is able to do new things, unless our belief, or our unbelief, I should say, prevents him. God wants to change the moral and spiritual wilderness into a land filled with the fruit of his Spirit. Do you believe this? Then, my friends, we need to worship and praise the Lord for it. So, don't grumble about the present and don't cling to the past. And the third one, how do we worship? So it's to worship in spirit and in truth. In many Christian circles today, we have the Father, in many Christian circles today, we have neglected, to our cost, the priority of worship. You know, the church has two basic functions. First, it is to worship, and secondly, it is to witness. I wonder what our worship is like. It needs to be in spirit and in truth. Secondly, we are to witness. That is so important. We need to share God's love with those who do not know him. We need to see more and more people coming to know, to love the Lord our God. So, it is to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus before we declare it to others. The praise of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Unfortunately, for many, worship has come to mean just hymns and prayers arranged for some liturgical or non-liturgical pattern. Whereas the true worshippers will, of course, worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Jesus said here, the combination is important. It is not only a question of what we say or what we sing. It is a question of how we say or how we sing. It must be, in other words, from the heart, for our innermost being. Just as the Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God, promoting us should be to cry, Abba, Father. So all true worship should have this communication between the Spirit of God and our spirit, so that we worship the Father truly in spirit as well as in truth. Not spirit alone, for that could be purely emotional. Nor truth alone, for that could be just intellectual. But all our honest being should praise his holy name. In our worship today, we remember how the Magi came to Jesus. Some will say it's Three Kings, the Magi, whatever. Whatever this is called, Epiphany, which is celebrated on the 6th of January, and is therefore appropriate for us on the Sunday nearest to the 6th to remember how those three people, three men, those three wise men, those three magi. Wonderful to remember how the first thing they did when they heard about the birth of Jesus was to come and to offer their gifts to him. So worshipping truth, to be all that God wants us to be, praise his holy name and to remember that just like the Magi came and worshipped God, we need to come, we need to worship God in spirit and in truth. As we heard, it must be both. But you know, we could just come to church because we come on the Sunday. That's our habit. But that is not what worship is about. Worship is because we truly love and acknowledge our wonderful God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And it's wonderful how the Spirit is there for us today. The Spirit is ready to equip, to empower us to do all that the Father and Son require of us. And you know, it's wonderful how we didn't know much, if anything, about the Father until Jesus was born. And when Jesus came, and Jesus lived among us, that is when we hear and we come to know, I hope, what the Father is, who the Father is, how the Father loves us, and how the Father wants to know us in wonderful ways. So Father, Son, and Spirit, we adore you. We worship you. We want to worship you truly, not out of habit, but to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. God bless us all. Amen.
So we're going to sing, I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart.
at the end of the last song, we stand and say the grace together. But first of all, over to Julie.
Thank you. Well, I just, before we go into this, just lovely to see Mike and Tracy here today. And I think I've told some of you before that Tracy found Jesus this year. And the light bulb came on, right, Tracy? So it's particularly exciting to have them with us today to celebrate and worship together. So we're going to sing, "All My Days I Will Sing This Song of Gladness." And the chorus says, "Beautiful Saviour, Wonderful Counsellor, Clothed in Majesty, Lord of History, You're the Way, the Truth, the Life, Star of the Morning, Glorious in Holiness, You're the Risen One, Heaven's Champion, and you reign over all." Amen.
another song, one we've sung just a few minutes ago. I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. In surrender, I must give my every part. You deserve my every breath. You paid the great cost. You know, do we really mean those things? Yes, I'm sure and I hope we do. But let us sing it again and praise our God. I will offer up my truth in spirit and truth. To be true to our word. We love you, Lord, and we truly wish to serve you. Amen. Right, let us stand. We hold hands.
Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.